Welcome to the inaugural edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. Each and every week, make sure you log on to Giants.com. We will get you set for the Giants and their upcoming opponent. Of course, this week on Sunday Night Football, it's the Giants in Dallas against the Cowboys. We've got our panel discussion, as always, and joining us, the one, the only, the intrepid Fooch.
Well, wait. A whole panel's not here. I mean, somebody's missing. The big guy's missing. But you know what? Mr. Hanlon, you're always in my heart, even though people think we don't get along, and that might be true. Can you just put that on a chair so at least when I look at you, Bobby, over there?
Yeah, now, I should point out to everybody that it's not like Hanlon's been removed from the show. It's the fact that my boy Patty over here, because of the Jewish holiday,
Happy New Year,
is not here. So Happy New Year to Pat, his family, and we look forward to having him back here next week. Fooch, nice touch. You're off to a good start. Joining us to talk football, actually, is a guy who covers the Giants each and every day for the record in New Jersey, Art Stapleton. Art, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Sorry I didn't bring any props for this week's edition, but I am good to start another year.
Yeah, you know what? Let's get it to football, which is your area of expertise, not the comedy component of all this.
So we think.
Is this Giants team ready for this game on Sunday with all the shuffling that they've had to do with the offensive line?
I think they're ready. I mean, they're probably as ready as Dallas is, or really as any other team is for this season. I mean, if you go back a year, these two teams met at MetLife. Giants were defending Super Bowl champs. There was actually talk of a dynasty building here, building bridges, and then Dallas looked like the team that had prepared for 9 months, and the Giants didn't look ready. So I'm not sure we're going to know until we step inside Jerry World Sunday night to actually see where this Giants team is compared to the team that really flopped towards the end of last year, other than that Eagles game that kind of sent Andy Reid out of town.
It's actually a good matchup for the Giants, Bobby, because I think both teams are a little bit disarray. They're both banged up, both offensive lines. We don't know what to expect, new starters. And obviously, the Giants have had some injuries, you know, in the safety position and the running back position and on the O-line. So we don't know what to expect from this team. So I think both teams are going to be playing a little bit hurt.
And on the flip side, Dallas has not only issues on their offensive line,
defensive line also,
but they have issues on their defensive line. The one thing that you could say about the Giants coming out of this camp and out of this preseason is the fact that the new acquisitions of Cullen Jenkins and Mike Patterson look to be the real deal. Sean Rogers looks like he's turned back the clock a little bit. And then you put Kiwanuka at end. Even if Jason Pierre-Paul can't go, looks like the Giant defensive line's in pretty good shape.
If Justin Tuck returns to the player that, you know, Jerry Reese is hoping that he returns to, and by what we've seen so far, I don't have any reason to believe that he won't.
No, not at all. I mean, I think Justin Tuck has really been a surprise, and it's actually been quiet in camp that how good Tuck has looked in games. I mean, they've held him back a little bit, I think, as far as reps goes in games, because we haven't seen, you know, the starters go full bore for the Giants yet. But, Bob, you hit on it. I thought all along the biggest key for this team was that defensive tackle position. Cullen Jenkins gives them flexibility. He can play end. He can play inside. Patterson was – I mean, if you look at what Patterson and Rogers gave this team in the summer, there is no way when they signed on in the spring that you'd look at Patterson and Rogers and say they would both – be in the mix on opening night, you'd say, okay, well, what's wrong here? Well, how much time did they miss in the summer? They didn't miss any time, those guys. And I think the Giants rebuilt their defense from the heart of the defensive line out. And I think that will be a major difference this year.
But, Artie, let's remember one thing. If JPP is not healthy, they're not the same defensive line. They need to get to the quarterback. So that's going to be the big question mark.
Yeah, I agree.
But they can't get to the quarterback if they don't stop the run.
Thank
if
you.
The other team's in second and one, or they don't even have third downs, which happened a lot last year.
Against Baltimore last year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's another issue that you're going to have to deal with. Now, one of the components on the show each and every week is we're going to take questions from you, the fans, via Twitter. The Giants, you can follow them on Twitter, @Giants. So when we come back, we'll queue up a couple of Twitter questions as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
We welcome you back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Bob Papa, Pat Hanlon, not with us this week because of the Jewish holiday, but Pat is watching over us.
He is with us.
As he always does. All right, we like to ask questions each and every week from you, the fans, via Twitter. You can go to the Giants Twitter handle, at Giants. So the first question up comes from Our Time Equals Now. What injury has impacted the Giants the worst or the most?
I would say Stevie Brown. I think that it hurts the secondary. He was a playmaker back there last year, came on. I think that one is the one that I think might be the most difficult to overcome.
I'll go Brown, but I'll go Andre Brown. And I think that hurts the Giants the most because now it's David Wilson and who? You know, and before the preseason finale, I think a lot of people would have thought Darrell Scott would not be on this team. Now he's going into the season opener as the number two running back with your seventh round pick, Michael Cox,
ooh, like,
as your number three. I like him too.
Right.
But are they ready to be in that spot? You know, there was already enough pressure on David Wilson to respond as the number one running back in this
team. I think he can always find young legs somehow. But having a guy back there in the middle of the field who has responsibilities – he breaks down.
Yeah,
now, they're fortunate to have a veteran there, but we have to see how much he has left in the tank.
But if you look at – I mean, I think the Giants were planning on having Stevie Brown play more in the box this year anyway. Antrel Roll was going to move back into the, kind of that safety, that deep role that Stevie ended up playing last year. With Ryan Mundy being in that spot, I don't know necessarily if you're losing that all that much at that safety spot. The big difference will be in nickel packages, who's going to play that slot corner. You know, I think you'll see Aaron Ross. I think you'll see Terrell Thomas in that spot, obviously, if his comeback continues the way it has. But
the ball finds Stevie Brown.
We've seen
many guys in Giants history in the last 10 to 15 years that – supposedly playmakers, but they didn't find the ball. This guy set a Giants franchise record for return yards for interceptions. He was second in the NFL in interceptions. I mean, you can't take that lightly. But I want to go back to Andre Brown because I think the big question is between David Wilson, the rookie Michael Cox, and Darrell Scott, who's a good blocker out of that group? Who's well-versed when the Cowboys blitz? That was what they were counting on Andre Brown
for. We're going to find out, I guess.
You got to hope that David Wilson can
do it.
I mean, he picked up a great blitz of Adrian Wilson against the Patriots in the preseason finale. It created that long pass from Eli to Lewis Murphy that, you know, that drive kind of reignited the Giants' offense that night with the Hakeem Nicks touchdown pass.
I mean, let's face it. He's a number one pick. He's a kid who's played a lot of college football. It's his time. He's going to get the football, but he's also going to have to, you know, learn how to block.
All right, next question. At SigSick1056, who should line up against Dez Bryant, Art, this Sunday? Prince Amukamara or Webster?
Well, I think Prince Amukamara is ready for prime time, and that is the one spot, you know, if you're Dez Bryant. But it's more than Dez Bryant. If I'm the Giants, I'm playing straight up. I'm not flopping Prince Amukamara and Corey Webster. I'm letting them both play their side and then let the Cowboys come to me and see who they want to go in. I mean, let's remember, last year when the Cowboys won the season opener at MetLife, it wasn't Dez Bryant who dominated. You know, it was Kevin Ogletree who basically found Corey Webster seemingly everywhere he was on the field.
And Justin Triant.
And Artie, obviously, it doesn't matter who covers Dez Bryant if Kiwanuka and Tuck and if JPP plays, doesn't get the role.
Or if DeMarco Murray is running all over the field. But I think the Giants will play it straight up to start with Prince on one side and Corey Webster on the other.
All right, this one for both of you. At Trez56, on defense, what do the Giants need to do in order to prove on their third and long situation?
Well, I think the linebackers have to really step up. I mean, that's going to be – they've been average, let's face it. So they have to show something. They can't be mismatches with Witten and DeMarco Murray out in the flat because, to me, you know Dez Bryant's capable of big, big plays, but we're going to see what Witten does, Murray out of the backfield. I think the linebackers got to step up.
Yeah, well, linebackers have to step up, but they have to get after the quarterback. I mean, they have to get the push up front through the middle. I mean, again, we talked about Patterson and Rodgers and Linval Joseph. Those guys need to have an impact on the inside in order to make everything happen. And I think, you know, if you're sitting back and waiting for Tuck and Kiwanuka and if JPP is healthy to get to Tony Romo, let's remember – Last year, Tony Romo was able to escape that pass rush and make a lot of plays. So he took advantage of the Giants being undisciplined up front. I think discipline will be a major factor come Sunday night.
All right, we're going to take a timeout when we come back here on Giants.com. More of Giants Online after this.
MSG has the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Final segment of Giants Online here on Giants.com. You're not going to believe this, folks. Although Hanlon is off observing the Jewish holiday, during the break, Fuchs and Hanlon were actually arguing.
It's not easy to find a good picture of him. Thank God the local post office had one. But, I mean, it's not easy.
And the funny thing is they both thought they were right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll go with Hanlon on that one. Let's go to this team offensively. Because you think about the game last year in Dallas where they forced all those turnovers. JPP had the pick six. That game should have been over. But the Giants kicked, what, 5 field goals in the game? Not able to score. They had problems scoring in the preseason. Are you worried about that or with Cruz being back and everything else, you think it takes care of itself?
I'll steal a line from Tom Coughlin. Am I concerned? I'm concerned about everything. Yeah. I think you have to be concerned. You have to. And I don't necessarily think it's the problems on the offensive line that's a problem, but you have to know, okay, are we going to be able to move the football consistently on the ground? David Wilson has shown, you know, if he gets past the first level, it's gone. It's a big hitter. Of course you're going to want an 80-yard touchdown, but how are you going to control the clock if you do get a lead like you did last year? And, you know, one of those storylines that's going to come up on Sunday night, Hakeem Nicks. Has he been holding back because he's waiting to get to that other gear? Or is Hakeem Nicks not where Hakeem Nicks needs to be? We're going to find that out. And if those guys are out there, then I think it's just a matter of timing to get that offense going.
Plus the chemistry in the red zone, because they haven't all been out there this summer. They've, you know, hit, Cruz got hurt. Came back, you know, we don't know what the tight end's going to give yet. It's like all different parts now going to be on the field at the same time. And when you're in space, that's fine. But when you get down that red zone, it's where you got to be perfect. And we're going to see, you know, as the season goes on, I expect them to be really good in the red zone. But the first game, it's going to be an adventure.
A big thing, too, I don't think he's going to play on Sunday night, but we haven't mentioned Henry Hanoski. You know, that's a big spot. You know, you take your best blocking tight end in Bear Pasco, put him at fullback. Now you bring in guys, you know, unproven guys at the other tight end spot on the line of scrimmage. You know, you lose a Martellus Bennett, who was a great line blocker. You know, he was basically another offensive lineman in the running game. Now you have Pasco in the backfield. You don't have Hanoski. You know, I think that is a major key in the red zone that needs to improve going forward, and that'll improve if Hanoski can get back out on the field.
Thank goodness they still got Eli.
Very true.
Well, and also, you know, the timing with a guy like Brandon Myers, the new tight end. We saw some times in the preseason where he seemed to be a little off as far as Eli's concerned. Now, that's why they practice, and they've been practicing getting ready for this game. What do you think about Hakeem Nicks? Do you think that, coming off the injuries that he had last year, that he's ready to open up that next gear for the regular season?
I do. I think he probably knows it's time to go now, and I think he's really looking forward to now the regular season. It's a big year for him, and I think as the season goes on, he's going to put back, you know, because the compliment of Cruz and him are so vital. Now you threw Randall. Pick your poison. So I think it's going to open up things for him, too.
It has to be. And, you know, it's interesting. Cruz gets the big contract, and he still has things to prove. Hakeem Nicks wants the big contract. He has something to prove. Reuben Randall going into year two has something to prove. You know, it does help that you have number 10 thrown to them, but I think, you know, this wide receiving core, if healthy and if together,
dangerous,
can really cause some problems for this team.
Final segment, final component of this, predictions. I need your prediction for the game and barring catastrophic injury. How do you see this team finishing this season?
Well, first of all, two streaks are driving me crazy. You know, Dallas has never beaten the Giants in their new stadium, and the Giants have never beaten the Cowboys 0-6 on opening day. So something's going to break here. I think the Giants are a 10-win football team, and I think that usually gets them into the playoffs, but I'm going to reserve judgment. But I think the Cowboys find a way to win a field goal 34-31 down in Dallas.
I agree with you, believe it or not, at
really?
10-win team. I think Giants will win 10 games. I think that will be enough to win the NFC East. I think Dallas, Washington, and the Giants will all be in that 10-6, 8-8 range. But I'll go with the Giants to win the division. Too many question marks in Washington and in Dallas. And I think Sunday night, I think the Giants have to score in the high 30s to win the game. I think they do. I think they win 38-34, something like that.
He'll like that prediction.
He probably would.
Yeah. Yeah. Patty, get back fast, buddy.
We missed you
here for the holiday. For Pat Hanlon, he's never sounded better.
Or looked better.
Fooch, Art Stapleton, make sure you join us each and every week here on Giants.com for another edition of Giants Online.